Resonant Truth presents Natural Time, Mayan Astrology for a Modern Age. I'm Lisa Starr. I was raised in the faith of the Mayan sacred calendars. These ancient cycles have been resurrected for a modern audience and called Natural Time, in part because our year of uneven month lengths is, by comparison, really unnatural. I am not here to lead any kind of revolt against the Gregorian calendar, but I do want to bring the Mayan alternative to light, and I want you to know about Mayan astrology, where the passage of time and your birthday within it has deep mystical and magical significance according to indigenous spirituality. I am passionate, I am transparent, and I am emotionally available, if not volatile. And that's because I'm a blue overtone storm. You can find out what you are at resonanttruth.com. Today on the Zolk'in count is called Yellow Electric Human, and it is the third day of the White Dog wave spell. And it is the planetary moon day 7. Well, planetary moon is very impressive. It's really taken over, in my opinion. I can't yet find the white dog part of the Zolk'in experience because the 13 moon calendar, the other calendar we follow, just feels so prevalent. And I'm super pissed and tired about that. One thing I want to say about planetary is that it really is nice to talk about the eclipse and be in the planetary moon, because it's such a reminder that the Earth is one of a number of planets, and I think the moon itself is sort of planetary in that it describes something dense that's in an orbit moving through the sky. When we come to red moon, as I think I spoke about recently, it's more about the moon's influence on the water on our planet and the water within us. So the planetary moment, it's interesting to think about the planets and where we are in astronomy. And it's just sort of intractable. That's how I feel right now. It's just like, it is like hitting a wall. It was more fun riding a sunbeam than encountering how finite the planetary reality is. And that's a really great word that I haven't used, I don't think, in the past, that there is something about the planetary tone in every wave spell, whether it's 13 days or 13 moons or 13 years, that is all about how finite experience or existence is. It's not infinite, it's the end of infinite. And I think the solar tone that precedes it is sort of like charged with the dream of infinite or the aim. And then the planetary moment which follows is like, hold up, infinite is for the afterlife or the everlasting, but we're incarnated, we are sentient, this is where we are. We don't get to, you know, be everything, go everywhere. It's finite, and that's so-called reality. So the planetary tone feels sometimes like an abrupt end to what was a joyride. And I am experiencing that. And I knew that I might. So there's a lot of acceptance of what is, but it's just distinctly less exhilarating. And the exhilaration of the solar tone, which can feel like being set on fire and way out of control with, I think, compulsion or that aspirational part of us just being on such a keen trajectory that it's almost like obsessive or insane. Like, that does happen. But my solar moon was pretty grounded for being about light. And that's because we were in the yellow seed and red earth wave spell, potentially. But the planetary one is, it's really grounded. like mud or lodged or slog or plodding. And that can shift. That's just where I'm at right now. probably have to do a little storytelling about it all. But I just wanted to observe that. And the white dog department, I had this instinct that this particular wave spell of the heart, 13 days of exploring heart health and where our love and loyalty leads, might be about self-worth or self-care, kind of the beginning point of love or the end point, that it would be a good time to notice and clear space for making sure that no matter what your feelings are, being loved or having enough love to share with others, that I would check and be like, wait, do I love myself? I mean, that's optimal. And the answer is yes. Yes. And I honestly think that's what my solar moon was giving me. It was giving me 28 days of knowing what life would feel like if I weren't hard on myself, because something about being infused with that divine energy of the sun god, was so restorative and taught me. It reoriented me away from a whole lifetime of having a lack of maybe a sense of belonging or that divine essence, feeling like love or light washing through me. I did have that for 28 days, and it was just the right time and enough to grapple with planetary reality, i.e. this moon, without coming to pieces, you know? I'm just like way more whole and resounding with something benevolent that comes from outside the human realm, maybe outside the realm where we have an atmosphere from the heavens, in other words. I'm like, I got enough of that so far, day 7, to make it through what feels like plodding and limiting life experience in the planetary moon. It is Mercury retrograde, and that is definitely showing up. It's the miscommunication or lack of communication, feeling like you can't sync up with others, that I feel most powerfully irritated by or saddened by. Modern technology allows us to like text things that are so abbreviated and inconsequential as a substitute for, grappling with a difficult conversation or showing up for someone in a more encompassing way. I think we all do that. I'm not pinning that on everyone else does that, and I don't. It's more like, oh, right now I'm noticing a couple of inadequate communications around me. And of course, I've made that decision on a busy day to just be like, I don't want to take the call. I don't even want to answer. And maybe there's a text, but it's blunt or abbreviated. And so it goes in all directions. And coming back to, so that's the retrograde part within the white dog wave spell, day 3 only, but 3 rough days, I think. White magnetic dog was the eclipse. Blue lunar monkey felt a little easier yesterday, but was portal day, and also was blue monkey and lunar. Like, it still had issues. Yellow electric human, I'm familiar with this day. I knew someone who was one, and it really is the opposite of being spiritual sometimes to be humanoid. Just like, okay, I can't even get to higher self because yellow human is just self, you know, selfhood. Doesn't mean unkind and unbenevolent. In fact, yellow human is a very powerful creature. This is a day of power and empowerment and will and using free will, maybe even to stay in harmony. And I might storytell about that in a bit. But these first few days of white dog don't necessarily remind me of the pets I live with. You know, they are very amazing creatures. And so I'm kind of waiting, although I did notice like they are a constant, just like my self-love is more constant. My dogs in this wave spell are not problematic for me. And, you know, there aren't giant problems. It's just doesn't feel like the rapturous adoration that you sometimes expect white dog to be. I do believe that's because it's going to coincide with a retrograde time where we're doing self-repair on our hearts, and that ultimately, if you're with me in this concept, I might be alone, or more alone than it being a universal idea, but I'm still throwing it out here, just like, okay, fuck it. This white dog wave spell is not about bonding with another beloved, as far as I can tell. Could be coming, but at least at the inception, it is about the resilience of loving ourselves, even if we're not bonding that way. Now I'm going to tell a story. I'm going to tell a story about fucking being a substitute teacher. It may be the last story I tell, because I walked out of my job today, not in a total foment. I taught a lot of the day. I had one more period, and I was like, I'm not even willing, because I was teaching 20 eighth graders, and they were a wolf pack. They're very bonded. They're in eighth grade. In theory, they've been together for 8 years. It's the end of their grade school. They all have senioritis. It's spring. They're hormonal. Their teacher is gone. And here I am. And I think of myself as like really pretty youthful and hip and cool. But I'm cooler than the people I taught, because I'm more kind and more interested and more earnest. And that in an eighth grade setting looks like, you know, being a bit of a loser or a geek. And so it was just not a match. And they were also like torrentially irreverent students, just talking over me. And this is a private Waldorf school, so you guys are figure like, well, come on, kids these days. I'm like, it's pretty rarefied. It's like a art school for rich people. So anyway, free will, their free will, do what they want, and me just being like, well, I think I'm going to do what I want, then I'm going to skate. And doing that with tears in my eyes with my friend, who's my employer, and just like, my self-esteem is too good to really take this. I don't feel like being in an environment where people are being this rude. And I tried for 3 days. I've done it. So I'm mentioning that because I guess these little acts of self-love that can prevail over trying to take care of someone else or trying to show up as different than in a place of self-care or self-kindness, it's going to be different for every one of us. But for me, it was a little tiny line in the sand. I reached a breaking point and I had to go, and I don't need to teach again if that was too much for my employment. Okay, so I'm mentioning that. Why? Because it really hurts my heart to be treated poorly. And I mean, I hope every listener who's like, they're just eighth graders, I'm like, yeah, well, I don't have the resilience yet, or even, I don't even have the desire to move through life in situations where people, even young people, are acting basically dishonorably. Even if you're like, well, they haven't learned yet. No, they have learned. They've learned to be dishonoring. And I live in a really affluent part of California, so I'm not surprised, but it's learned behavior. It's a lack of respect, and it's unfortunate, and I don't have to fix it. But like, getting away from that, even if I'm really old and should know better, ends up being part of how I can just love myself. And I thought the whole drive home about how cool it is to have dogs and that I could go home. Sorry. The dog lady. I can go home and just be sure that it's going to be chill. I don't know. Probably revealing too much. It's supposed to be topical, guys. It's only Wednesday. Every time I'm online doing this recording, I'm like, it's Friday, right? Every day feels like TGIF. Like, oh God, it's almost the weekend. What a big week. So we have plenty of time to keep talking about how things evolve here. We don't have to worry. There's no 2 days off. I'll be back in a couple of days. So what I want to say, I want to give some strategies in case you're having a rough little window. I mean, I have a couple of friends that I talk to regularly, and I'm not the only one who's like, bleh, this is lame. So strategies to cope plus explanations. This yellow human day, other than this moment that I'm sharing with you and probably something I'll do with my dogs later, to me, it's a write-off. Like, there has been other shit that I dealt with today, if I have yet dealt with it, that happened today that feels really painful. So it's just a bad day. And it's unsurprising in the planetary moon on a yellow human day, which is not any kind of slight to the yellow humans that listen. It's just the reality that we as a species represent a certain archetype of survivalism, which is important, and skill, which is based in free will. So we just have free will today. But we've been through like a part of the calendar that kind of can be a little crunchy and rocky. We went white dog. White dog doesn't have to be that, so I don't know. But blue monkey and yellow human and then red skywalker tomorrow can be. Would it help you to hear that tomorrow red self-existing skywalker is Obama's Mayan birthday? I was at a yard sale and there was one of his political campaign, his first one, t-shirts, and I got it. Remember how exciting it was when he won the presidency? That could make me cry. Like, yeah, that seemed like a really powerful shift, and it ended up being a shift into the abyss just through the backlash. So anyway, tomorrow is his Mayan birthday, and that'll be nice to touch in with. It's a Red Skywalker Day, and you can pay attention to how addiction, the shadow of plant spirit medicine being addictive behavior, influences your day. I think that one's a hard one for me too, still. And on Friday, I'll be back, and it'll be White Overtone Wizard, and that will be a perfect circle from the beginning of the year. So let's review. This is the perfect way to spend the last few minutes. Currently, we are in the same window that this year was birthed from. So July 26th of 2023, beginning of our year, was White Overtone Wizard. And it was the fifth day of the White Dog Wave Spell. This whole year is empowering our shamanic ability to heal and perceive in support of a whole heart, a loving being, like the loving beingness that we see in a dog, loyalty, tribe, dog pack. We're empowering that. And, you know, more will be revealed. That's the point right now. But this is, as we lead into Friday, kind of the orientation that this year has been seated in. So, Red self-existing Skywalker could be, it's a portal day, just as yesterday was, and it can be this way that you have observe. You can observe the breakthrough, where there's a wall, there's a door, and you can walk through it, and then I'll meet you on the other side, and we'll talk about what it's like to come to April 12th. Every year, April 12th is, they call it the galactic return, and it means that we're 260 days from where we began at the beginning of the year. And it's a perfect day to feel the amplified teaching of the year and also to take stock of how you really got the lesson. 260 days from White Overtone Wizard to White Overtone Wizard, 261, is enough time to know what that means. And now there's a lot to come that it's sort of afterbirth style, you know, the last 105 days of the year is a different kind of achievement. I'm hoping it's kind of like just existing in the, not the triumph, but the assimilation and the arrival of the White Overtone Wizard in ourselves. I'm Lisa Starr. I am another yourself, and in Mayan we say, in Lakesh.